Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jason Wetzel, the volunteer historian for the Gilbert Theater, speaking to you from scenic downtown Fayetteville, and I want to make an extra little line there. I would say the artistic hub and theatrical hub of southeastern North Carolina, Fayetteville. We're here again with Lynn Pryor, the artistic director and founder, former artistic director and founder of the Gilbert Theater. Lynn, welcome again, and where did we
leave off? Well, we left off last week, Jason. We were talking about opening night, down the stairs. We had about 30 people. We had a wonderful program. It was a review. We call it potpourri. But last week we talked all about it. But right now, I want to talk about the play, opening night. I want to savor opening night some more.
Yes. Tape. And the name of the play?
Well, remember, we call it potpourri. It was a review.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But now I want to talk about the play, what we did, what ended. What did we do after that? Well, I would go up on the stage, thank people for coming. And then, of course, this is the first time we're doing everything for the first time that night. And so we had we seat 40 people down there. We have 20 people on risers and then 20 people on the floor. Everybody was sitting in folding chairs. So if you're on the floor, there were 20 chairs there. The first row was so very close to the stage that people were very tempted, particularly men, to put their feet on the stage. I had to tell people not to do that. But when the play was over, I got up there and I said, now, if you are sitting down here in the front, would you just get up and fold your chair and hand it to someone? I would designate, I would choose somebody to hand it to him. And then he would line it up in front of the light booth. Then that gave us room. We had the stage and then this area because people were invited to stay for carrot cake and coffee. And that was our tradition for years and years. It was scratch carrot cake, my favorite cake. I guess that's why I insisted that we continued that tradition. And here during the broadcast a few weeks ago, we had on my birthday, I asked for carrot cake, didn't I? But anyway, so people stay. Some people left right away, go out this stage door down the driveway whence they came. But many others would stay. Then they would go to the bar and get a slice of carrot cake, get some coffee, and then the cast would begin to come out and mingle with the audience. It was just wonderful. Looking back on those days, oh my goodness. People were happy and they just saw a good play, and so they'd gradually make their ways back to their car. And so the first night ended very, very successfully. Now people have asked me, what about the Garden Theater? Well, I wish I could say that I looked at that space back there. We're on hillside, aren't we? Do you know, I just learned this recently, that this hill that we are, this Haymont Hill that we're on, is the easternmost portion of the Appalachian chain. Not the southernmost, but this very hill is the easternmost portion. Then the sand hills begin. Anyway, but so this portion of this Haymont Hill drained. And it would rain, it would drain the whole hill, right? There was an ancient creek bed that came down there, not so ancient. We still have them. Come right through the gazebo and down the driveway and down the hill into that, down there. And so I had gardeners, you know, like working on it for 2 summers, as we talked about that. And I'm looking at the scrapbook right now. And I had a wonderful landscape architect, Hampton's Gardens. And I'm looking at this, and I'm seeing photos that absolutely give me the chills to think that we tackled that. I hired people to come and cut down this sea of bamboo, this waving sea of bamboo. We all know what bamboo is like. Those rhizomes go into the earth and come up, pop up all over the place. It just took years and years to get rid of it. One whole side of the garden was a chain link fence, and I've always had an aversion to chain link fences. There was brick stairs that had been neglected, but the place was absolutely, once the bamboo was gone, there was just absolutely this barren ground with not a plant, a couple of nice trees, and then we began working on it. I think I've described putting in retaining walls and hardscape and so on.
Before we go any further, the yard was about probably 40 feet wide by about 60 some feet deep.
Yeah. So it was a perfect space. And so all this time was spent building the black box theater downstairs, Jason. And the man that directed their opening night, Matt, the wonderful Matt Bullock there at North Carolina School of the Arts. During rehearsal one day, Matt Bullock and I were out there just shooting the breeze one day during rehearsal. They said, Lynn, this is your theater space.
And the year was what?
Well, in 1994.
94, okay.
And I said, I'd like to think that I thought of it, but I didn't. He said, look at the natural slope. People sitting on the slope, this big stage, this big patio, your stage. Stage left, stage right. And so within about 30 seconds, I could see that, of course, he was right.
Now, looking at it, was the stage the flat part?
Well, across the patio. Patio, and then we had room for 120 people at the most. People, when we started having garden shows, which was very soon after I got that idea from him, people would come down the drive, be met at the garden gate. If I do say it's a beautiful garden gate, wonderful brickwork, and check you off if you had a reservation, and then go in with your folding chair, a picnic, wine and cheese, and sit up on the slope or sit on the flat part. We had chairs there, tables and chairs. As many as 120, as I say.
Where was the stage?
On the patio. Mm-hmm. So, but this what we call the terrace, our last play here was The Merchant of Venice. In fact, I found, when I was at the theater the other day, going through books of the library, the theater library. We have a wonderful Gilbert Theater Library, which I'm very proud of. I combed the used book stores and you name it to build this library about with acting and directing and technical theater and hundreds of scripts and collections and histories and criticism. But out of one of these books that I was looking at fell this card. You are invited tonight to the Gilbert Garden Theater, just around the corner at 647 Brass Lane, for selected scenes from William Shakespeare's The Merchant of Venice. The garden opens at 8 p.m., curtain at 8:15 p.m. sharp. This is a special complimentary performance for Preservation North Carolina, its annual conference, 2002. So it was the spring of 2002. And I'm really getting ahead of myself on this story, but I'm just going to insert this right now. As it turned out, this was our last play. After 8 years, 49 plays, The Black Box in the Garden, Merchant of Venice, beautiful production. Our last play because we were found out. By the fire marshal. But that's another story that we'll get to farther down, if I can bear to tell it. But I wanted to tell that because that was, for those 8 years, we had wonderful garden shows. And I had hired, I told you, this landscape architect, which was putting in all of this, the retaining walls and then all this and the walkways and so on. And here I'm just seeing it being built, and I was doing planting and working the plant. And it took Matt that opening night to tell me, hey, have you thought about doing plays out here? So this shows what a lame theater person I am. I hadn't even noticed it. Hadn't even occurred to me.
Well, it is, of course, because it was from the photos, it was a sea of weeds.
Well, but by this time, though, a lot of the work was done. I should have seen it. Nevertheless, I give Matt Buck the credit for that. So from then on, we had two spaces. We had the Black Box, and we had the Gilbert Garden. And so we would do five plays a year. Ended up doing five. Three in the Black Box, two in the Garden. The fall opener and the spring play would be in the Garden. Wonderful, wonderful work. The Garden, when we had to leave here, it was heartbreaking, but it was the Garden space, the Garden shows, that I was most reluctant to let go of that. You can't imagine the joy of having an outdoor theater space in your own backyard. People coming down the lane, coming down the driveway, carrying picnic baskets, wine and cheese, coming in and going up and putting out a blanket, folding chairs, laughing, and then having prepared a Shakespeare play. But when we did As You Like It, the guests sat on the patio and into the variety. And we used the seating area, the hill slope, with this gazebo to the upper right. Wonderful mature 200-year-old trees on either side. And that became the Forest of Arden. And so that's the only time we did that. Other than that, people sat on the slope and the plays were on the stage. We did wonderful children's plays here. I'm going to tear up here thinking about it. We did one Shakespeare a year. Those were absolute halcyon days. And James, what do you remember about the Garden plays?
Well, I was fortunate enough to be able to direct a show in the Garden, which was one of the only shows I've ever directed. But it was it's a beautiful space. It's sort of, it feels like one of those sort of fictional gardens that you read about. And not to sound overly sentimental, but there did still be like a sort of a magic in the air, and that might be sort of the energy that shows bring to spaces like that. It was beautiful. It gave us a lot of space, and except for the occasional train going by, the sound was perfect.
Yeah, thank you. And then the squirrels dive bombing our guests with black walnuts. There are two black walnut trees, and those walnuts, as you know, get very old when they get ripe, very inky, and they would be up way up high, they're 40 feet, and they're going meow, 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 like this, dropping little pieces down on guests. And one night, these were all afternoon shows. Then we did As You Like It in the evening.
We did a performance like us.
And Midsummer Night's Dream, this is the Mists of Time. But anyway, a squirrel is up there and dive bombing with this huge black walnut. I heard a woman scream, and fortunately she was on the edge of the seating. Miss Mustin had As You Like It because she was sitting on the patio in these rows of seats, 120 chairs. And I ran up to her. The play was going on, and I just knelt beside her. I said, and this black walnut, she was wearing a white silk blouse.
Oh, no.
And it went plop, plop, plop down her dress, down her arm. And I said, oh, I'm so sorry. We'll replace that. And she was just wonderful about it. But the squirrels were a challenge. the trains and the weather and the rain and all that. But such... Just wonderful shows going on in there. And you can't imagine Shakespeare in a garden. You know, most states have at least one Shakespeare in the park theater. And here we had our own right here. and his story came on. And hearing the actors during rehearsal walking up and down the lane practicing their lines, it was magical. Our gardener says that this is her favorite place to garden, and she calls it her secret garden. But you go through that gate, and it's always much cooler on a hot day. And it's today, this very night, it's so gorgeous, so beautiful. So began the life of the Gilbert Theatre in the Black Box and in the garden. I'm very, very proud of our work in both spaces. And they're so diametrically opposite, aren't they? And here's this, in one case, it is this tiny little stage, and people are in there just, you know, sitting in a tight like this, and it's, but it's intimate and it's wonderful in its own way, and yet, another time it would be out there when these huge trees and gorgeous in the brick walls and Shakespeare. It was just eight wonderful years, and I'm so very grateful for it.
This goes back, it's very reminiscent of our time in the 1800s, early 1900s, when in the South specifically, people would do this. They would put on plays in their homes,
because there was no other entertainment.
That's right.
They would have a room that dedicated to it, or maybe even a stage. I think this is part of the thing that intrigued the community so, is that people couldn't believe their ears when they heard about them. So after opening night, we're on our way, and we had another play having its run, then starting another one, and another, and people began hearing about from their friends, do you know that there's actually, you can see a play in somebody's basement. and so to this day, next time I go down to see a play at the new location on Bow Street, someone will come up to me and say, I used to come to your house. And they will have a certain quality in their voice, a certain look in their eye that makes me feel just wonderful.